Good morning, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini here on Weekend Edition. And now it's time for Public Post. VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. A committee of Democrats is forming in North Central Vermont to vet candidates for a vacant seat in the State House of Representatives. For this and other news from cities and towns around Vermont, we turn to VPR's Public Post reporter, Amy Noyes. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
So why is there a midterm vacancy?
Washington Chittenden Representative Rebecca Ellis has resigned her seat. She's taking the job of Senior Counsel for Government Affairs at the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation, and there's still a year left on her legislative term.
But isn't it the governor's responsibility to appoint someone to fill her seat?
It is, but the process starts with the formation of a local party committee to solicit and review candidates, then forward three names to Governor Shumlin for consideration. And since Ellis is a Democrat, that committee will be made up of Democrats from her district, which includes Waterbury, Bolton, Huntington, and Buell's Gore.
And that committee is being formed now?
Yes. Residents of the Washington Chittenden district interested in serving on the committee should get in touch with their town office, and the committee will start meeting soon.
And what's the committee's timeline?
Well, once the committee is assembled, it will put out a call for applicants interested in the one-year appointment to the House, and the deadline for applicants will be in mid-September. Then the committee will forward its recommendations to the governor in late September, and the governor's office says he'll make an appointment before the next session starts in January.
And in other news, Public Post has some buzz about mosquitoes this week.
That's right. Since early June, the state has been testing mosquito pools for larvae infected with West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis, better known as Triple E. Both of those viruses can be transmitted to humans and some animals like horses, and both can be fatal. And as of last week, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus had been identified in three pools in Springfield, plus pools in Hartford, Putney, and Montpelier.
But no Triple E?
No, not yet anyway. Triple E tends to emerge later in the season.
Now, has the state made any suggestions as to how people can avoid infection?
Yes. The Department of Health has a list of suggestions, and that includes items such as dumping out standing water where mosquitoes breed, keeping window screens in good repair, and protecting yourself with clothing and bug spray, especially at night when mosquitoes are most active.
And you also wrote about the town of Pittsford's efforts to control mosquitoes. What are they doing there?
At town meeting last March, the voters decided to allocate $10,000 a year for larvicide spraying. But since then, the town found out the state won't contribute money to help pay for the spraying without data to justify the need. So instead of spraying this summer, the town's working with Mosquito Control District that covers Brandon, Lester, Goshen, and Salisbury on a larva surveillance program, like the program that found evidence of West Nile virus in other towns in the last few weeks.
And looking ahead, Addison County Transit Resources is celebrating a milestone this week. Tell us about that.
That's right. Addison County Transit Resources operates public buses and offers free car rides to specialized populations. And by its calculations, the transit service believes it will be delivering its 2 millionth ride on Tuesday. So to celebrate, the buses will be free all day on Tuesday, and they'll be giving gifts out to passengers as well.
Well, it sounds like a good incentive to take public transportation. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.